In the name of the one true living God, amen. The season of Advent is quickly coming to a close. And while Christmas carols and cards take us to that little town of Bethlehem, we are transported on this fourth Sunday of Advent from the banks of the River Jordan and to the town of Nazareth. The gospel writer known as Luke tells us, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Somewhere in a secluded place, we find a young girl who was born into a simple family. From what we can guess, Mary could have been anywhere between 13 and 16 years of age, the same age of Camille or Cameron or even Kaylee. She was like any other young person who dreamed dreams just as we did at that age. Mary had her whole life ahead of her, including her wedding day, because as it was the custom in those days, Mary was already engaged to a man whose name was Joseph. She perhaps dreamt of all the possibilities and adventures that were still to come into her life and his. Or maybe dreamt of a peaceful life and making their soon-to-be home a place of refuge and solace for herself, her husband, and any children that came along the way. We hardly ever think of Mary in this light, of having dreams or making plans. We sometimes forget that she was like us. But as in everyone's life, it takes only one thing that will change lives forever. And as we have seen time and again throughout the scriptures, God sometimes has other plans, taking ordinary people like Moses and Isaiah, Miriam and Esther, and inviting them to do extraordinary things. So on this day, God changes everything. Notice Gabriel's first words to Mary. Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid. What powerful words as God breaks into the scene. God, from the very beginning of this encounter, spoke words that we all long to hear. You are favored, blessed. I am with you. Do not be afraid. And then God said to Mary, I am about to do something different, something that will turn the world upside down, something that will change the world forever. You see, Mary had been chosen to be the God-bearer. She would be the one to give birth to God's Son. We can only imagine how Mary really heard the words of the angel. Yet amid those awesome words, the fear and the questions, there must have been something within Mary that knew that the God of Israel was about to fulfill God's promise to the world. Whatever plans, whatever dreams Mary had, God had something greater in mind, and she was to be a part of it. Mary responded, speaking some of the most beautiful lines ever spoken in all of Scripture. Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done with me according to your word. In other words, Mary said yes. Yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. Yes. How was it that this teenage girl was able to answer so completely? It was because Gabriel said much more than, guess what, Mary? God wants you to have God's baby. Mary also heard these words. You are favored. God is with you. You need not be afraid. By Mary's fiat, by her yes to God, Mary models for all of us what happens when we are open to God's mysterious and divine plan. We are reminded this day that we are all included in the work of God in the world, that we are blessed. In fact, we are blessed and highly favored. God is with us, and we do not need to be afraid. Because you see, there are situations and circumstances and enough voices in this world that will tell us otherwise, that there are those who are not worthy, that they are not loved or even cared about, that the forces of evil and darkness will outweigh all the things that are right and good and holy. Yet our God says otherwise. God says, I love you. Therefore, you are blessed. You are worthy. I am with you. Trust me. And don't be afraid. Just as God acted some 2,000 years ago in Mary's life, God is saying to us today, I am going to do something different in your lives. Open your hearts. Open your minds and hands and join me in creating something new. New in your lives and for the life of the world. Now, it is not always easy or convenient when God breaks in and interrupts our dreams and our plans. It is hard to suddenly shift gears when you've had your heart and mind set in a different direction. It is hard to begin again when you hear the voice of God calling you to something else, when we've always done it that way. It is sometimes hard to leave what is comfortable in order to reach for something greater. This is something that I know all too well. And I suspect that many of you have your own stories, your own testimonies of how God redirected your paths and your dreams. Saints, how will we live into God's dreams for us? I simply submit to you, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that we must make ourselves open as Mary did. Open to God's direction in our lives. Open to change, to turning our lives around, to healing, to being reconciled, to working together, to dreaming together, to helping to usher in the kingdom of God in our midst. This is what Advent has been about. And this is what Christmas is about as well. To remind us that God's plans and God's business are often quite different from business as usual. That God has something greater in store for us, more than we can ever ask or imagine. That is why God sent God's Son into the world in the first place. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin whose name was Mary, to be the God-bearer. And Mary heard these words, "You are favored. You are blessed. God is with you. You do not need to be afraid." As Advent draws to a close, my sisters and brothers, I pray that we have also heard those words spoken to us. For God is calling us to something new. Hear God say, "I love you. I love you, therefore you are blessed and highly favored. You are worthy, and I am with you. Trust me, and do not be afraid." And may we reply with all our hearts, "Amen, amen, amen." Here we are, the servants of our God. Let it be with us according to your word. Amen.